At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with the Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
What if saying, "I know what I'm doing," is the fastest way to fail your team? You mind if I share a short story with you? Let me tell you about this project manager named Jake that I had worked with. See, Jake was sharp. He was ambitious. I mean, he just freshly got promoted, and Jake had just been handed his first major project. You know, the kind of project that really could uplift his career, but more or less just make his career. See, he was the hero of his own story. He had the plan. He had the timeline. He had the authority, and maybe just a little bit of ego riding in the passenger seat. During the kickoff meeting, a quiet senior engineer named Denise raised her hand. She pointed out a minor risk buried in the tech stack. But Jake, riding on the high of adrenaline of his new title, just kind of brushed it off. "Thanks, Denise, but we've got it covered." Fast forwarding to demo day, and the lights were on. Executives were watching, and then the system froze. You remember that risk that quiet engineer Denise had pointed out? Well, it actually became an issue. See, the room fell completely silent. Therefore, it was that gut-wrenching moment that Jake realized something most PMs have to learn the hard way. See, the title gives you power, but that power means you're responsible for listening to people who see what you don't see. See, to truly lead, you had to check that ego at the front door. And that brings us to the first principle. The real project leadership begins where ego ends. Honestly, family, your greatest power as a PM isn't control. It's awareness, it's humility, and the courage to not to have all of the answers. Principle number one, checking your ego at the front door. See, leadership doesn't mean having all the answers. It means creating a space for the right answers. Even when they don't come for you, ego shuts that door. Humility, though, opens that door to a better outcome. Why is that important? New PMs often feel pressure to prove they belong. We've all lived that. See, but when an ego drives decision, it blocks collaboration. It blinds you to risk. And it actually really, truly breaks trust. Experiment with these actionable tips. When you don't know something, say, "I don't have enough information to answer that accurately, but let's find out." See, when you do this, family, it builds credibility, not weakness. Next point, ask for feedback from some junior to you and do it openly. And the last and final one, share credit publicly. Again, share credit publicly on mistakes privately and directly. Principle number two, knowing when to push and come here a little bit and pull. See, leading isn't just about driving progress. It's about reading your team's rhythm. Sometimes they need motivation. And other times, I need space. See, why is this important? New PMs tend to either overmanage, meaning push too hard, or underengage, meaning pull back too much. Knowing when to do which builds psychological safety and sustained performance. Experiment with these actionable tips. During your daily stand-ups, ask, is there anything draining your energy this week or even your weekly meetings? Next point, when someone misses a deadline, ask why before offering how. And the last and final one, praise effort, not just output. It lets people know they're being seen even during those tough weeks. Principle number three, explain the why behind every ask. See, when leaders lead with the mindset of just do as you're told, people don't engage deeply when they don't understand the reason behind their task. When you connect the dots, you unlock motivation. Why is this important? New PMs often get instructions but forget to explain the impact. When your team knows why their work matters, they care more and they actually push harder. Experiment with these actionable tips. Before assigning a task, state how it's important, or I should say supports, the larger goal of a customer need. Next one. Highlight real-world impact. For example, user experience, revenue, etc. And the last and final one, encourage team members to challenge unclear asks and reward those questions. Principle number four, debriefing the hard moments. Failure isn't final if you learn from it. And debrief is how you turn pain into progress and make your team stronger after setbacks. New PMs sometimes rush past mistakes because, hey, let's be honest, you may feel ashamed. You may feel that you misstep, but skipping the hard conversations keeps your team stuck in silence. Family, I want you to remember something, and it's on my wall. See, a lot of things that I talk about, I don't just talk about them because it sounds good. I actually live them. Sometimes I live them well. Sometimes I make the mistakes where I don't live up to it. But today is different because when it comes to failure, remember, failure is a temporary state where the most valuable lessons are learned. You don't believe me? Look here. Let's keep going. Experiment with these actionable tips. Schedule 30-minute meetings. What did I learn? Sessions after every missed milestone. Next one, use neutral language. What surprised us instead of what went wrong? And the last and final one, let everyone, including you, share one lesson they're going to take forward. Principle number five, build trust over time, not titles. Ooh, I like that. See, just because you're the PM doesn't mean that people don't trust you. Trust is earned through consistency, clarity, and just really caring. Why is this important? New PMs may assume their role is automatically earns them respect, but trust, and I do mean trust, is built through how you show up, not what's on your email signature. Experiment with these actionable tips. Keep your word, especially on the small things like sending up a follow-up. Next one, admit when you're wrong, do it fast and do it without excuse. And the last and final one, ask, what do you need from me to be successful this week or this day? Then actually follow through. Principle number six, protecting the team from unnecessary chaos. Your team performs best when their focus is protected. The filter between executive pressure and team execution is adhered to. Meaning, translation is, if you can ensure that you're the middle when you're getting the pressure to deliver, that you ensure that you deliver that pressure in doses or ounces so you can set the team up for success. That's just my own little caveat. Why is this important? New PMs sometimes act as messengers instead of guardians, but clarity is a gift and you're the one who delivers it. Experiment with these actionable tips. Don't forward stakeholder stress. Translate it into actionable plans. Again, I'm going to say that again. Don't forward stakeholder stress. Translate it into actionable plans. Next one, push back on scope changes that don't go through the proper channels. And the last and final one, combine scattered requests into a clean, digestible instruction. Principle number seven, resisting the urge to control everything. Hey, I am guilty of this. I am always a work in progress, but I will say this, you're not a puppet master. You are a conductor. Letting go of control empowers your team to lead, solve, and grow. Why is this important? Because new PMs often micromanage because they're afraid of failure. Ironically, though, it makes failure more likely by stifling ownership of the tasks that have been assigned to people. Experiment with these actionable tips. Assign ownership, not tasks. Let someone fully own a deliverable. Next one, ask questions before giving instruction. Here's an example. How would you approach this? Last and final one, focus on your time, on outcomes and blockers, not every update. Principle number eight, setting boundaries without guilt. See, boundaries are how you protect your energy, your focus, and most of all, your PM longevity. They don't make you selfish. They make you sustainable. Why is this important? New PMs often say yes to everything to seem helpful or capable, but those boundaries or not having boundaries, you will burn out. You will give up. Eventually, you'll say, I've had enough. And so will your team. So experiment with these actionable tips. Block time on your calendar for deep work and don't negotiate it. Next one, Set clear expectations on availability, whether that's your Slack, email, or weekends. And the last and final one, practice saying, I can't take that on right now, but can we discuss how this fits into priorities? Or would you like to move something else in place of that? Well, family, if you stayed this long, you know I always truly appreciate it, because leadership isn't about holding a title. It's about holding yourself accountable to the people you lead. The 8 principles aren't just ideals. These are habits. They are daily decisions to check your ego, protect your team, and listen deeply and lead with purpose. So don't just agree with what you heard today. Apply it. Pick one principle. Practice it on your next project call, your next email, or your next decision, because the difference between a project manager who survives and one who leads with impact is how they show up when it's hard. Well, if you're new, I go by the name ED for you smart and intelligent folks out there. Hey, listen, that just simply means it. Until next time.